You're listening to WISO News on NPR One. I'm Jerry Kenney.
A ninth civil lawsuit has been levied against the Montgomery County Jail, this time by a former inmate. It's the latest in a series of complaints against the facility for inmate mistreatment. This most recent lawsuit alleges a corrections officer attacked the inmate inside a cell. Dayton Daily News investigative reporter Josh Schweigert tells us the officer involved in the alleged incident has since been let go, but for reasons the officer has contested were racially motivated. Josh, thanks for speaking with us today. Tell us a little bit about the circumstances surrounding this latest case.
Yeah, the inmate's name is Darryl Wallace, and essentially he was in a couple years ago, and while he was in the county jail, he had issues with his hot water and complained about the hot water. And there's video, we have it on our website, of an altercation that ensued between himself and a corrections officer named Jared Campbell. Allegedly, Campbell took his handcuffs and used them as like brass knuckles during the fight. It's a pretty dramatic altercation that took place, and Wallace says he claims he suffered some serious lasting damage from it. Afterwards, there was an internal affairs investigation. Campbell was investigated and found to have not followed proper procedure in the incident. He was disciplined, and the sheriff even has said that he pursued charges against Campbell and referred it all the way to prosecution, and the prosecutors denied charges. Sheriff Plummer had previously said, look, this is how aggressively I deal with use of force cases, is that I've even recommended my own corrections officers for prosecution when I think something happened. Plummer made this case previously, and then subsequently, this is a case that's yet another lawsuit that the Plummer's office is dealing with.
So it looks like Darryl Wallace could have filed this suit at any time, or maybe he's just become aware of his rights to file that suit?
Yeah, there's a few things at hand. For one, he was in prison for a while. He was sentenced for a weapons charge, and he got out this year. So I don't know if that was a factor. I mean, why he filed it when he did is obviously their discretion. Sheriff Plummer certainly believes or has said that sort of a bandwagon fueled by media reports that these attorneys are sort of piling on with very numerous lawsuits, and that's why there's this deluge that they're dealing with of lawsuits. Plummer has suggested that the problem is sort of self-perpetuating and blames these attorneys especially.
All right. And where do we stand with the previous eight civil lawsuits against the Montgomery County Jail?
They're all open. I mean, the wheels of justice move slow. They're grinding through the courts, most of them in federal court. We've done a roundup, and I mean, they're dealing with motions and counter motions, and they're proceeding. I mean, one thing that has sort of grown out of this is the oversight committee that the sheriff's office agreed to, along with the county commissioners and a few other local entities, has started meeting and talking about what its responsibility should be in handling these issues. They had a meeting. I know a reporter, Corey Froelich, covered it, and there was some discussion about what their responsibility should be. I don't think it's quite yet defined how they're going to handle it, whether they're going to be reviewing policies and procedures or actually taking complaints and investigating them, what sort of oversight mechanism they're going to have. But that group, it has been established and has started meeting, and we'll be watching to see what the scope of their jurisdiction is.
Okay, so all that is still being hammered out. Any other updates on this situation?
The corrections officer, Jared Campbell, was terminated ultimately. He was disciplined for the use of force incident. Subsequently, he got in trouble for statements he'd made. Jared Campbell's contention is that he was fired for bringing up issues that he believed were race-related within the sheriff's office. And he has made comments to the Dayton Daily News and other media outlets and to the sheriff and internally made complaints against the sheriff. And he believes that that's why he was ultimately terminated. It's an issue that the sheriff's office is still dealing with and has been now for a couple years, going back to the text messaging issue from a couple years ago. That is his perspective, Jared Campbell's perspective on the whole thing.
Josh Schweigert with Dayton Daily News. Thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Find more news from WISO on our website at wiso.org and on NPR One. I'm Jerry Kenney.